I'm doing good, Don, and I hope you are.
I am. I'm doing real good, and I see you guys survived the snow there in Greensboro, and you guys were out there practicing in it, no?
Yeah, that's part of what we're trying to do. Since they didn't donate enough money to get an indoor facility built, we got to take these guys and expose them to this cold weather.
Yeah, well, no, understood. Yeah, you're right, because ideally it would be great to be able to have the indoor facility since the Mercedes-Benz facility is indoors. To that point, you haven't played this, you know, you don't play in indoor facilities much. Of course, you hadn't played in one this year. Can you sort of speak to maybe, is there, you know, maybe the differences between playing, obviously, other than it being outdoors and indoors, but maybe between playing outdoors and indoors?
You know, there's not a lot of differences. Once you adjust to the light and everything's fine, it's just a matter of getting used to the light to start with. And, you know, once it starts, football's football. It still comes down to the basic fundamentals of blocking, tackling, and protecting the football.
You know, I think, and just reading some of the excerpts from the press conference on last week, you spoke to the fact that, or in essence, that, you know, who wouldn't, in terms of a young man, who wouldn't want to play in a bowl game like this? There had been some talk about, you know, the MEAC playing in the playoffs and all of that. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that and how great it is to be able to participate in this Celebration Bowl for this game to be not cable national television, but real network national television, if you will?
Well, you know, it's a big deal for us. And, you know, I wish all the chatter would just die down, because the conference, the presidents, the ADs, and the football coaches made a decision that they thought was best for everybody involved. And that's the decision we made. End of discussion. End of discussion. We're going to the Celebration Bowl. We're going to enjoy ourselves, and we're going to have a good time.
So, you know, I guess one of the obvious questions, you having – all, you know, having been the head football coach, you know, at Grambling, how, you know, just talk to us about how, your feelings in terms of being able to play for a national championship game or for a national championship against a team or a program you used to be the head man at.
Well, you know, it's not about me, Donald. And, you know, I have a lot of admiration and respect for Grambling and what they've been able to do on the history there, football-wise. The number of championships that they've won is very impressive. The number of Hall of Famers that they've had is very impressive. But, you know, we're in a new chapter now. We're Aggies, man, and we're trying to build our program to an elite level, and I think we're well on our way. You know, I just met with our leadership guys, and they were talking about the idea that these seniors will have a chance of winning 40 ball games in 4 years, which is unheard of, because we don't play 13, 14, 15 ball games a year. On the most part, we may have played 12 twice. So, you know, we're really blessed, and we're excited about where we are, who we are, and the direction we're going at this point.
Yeah, no, great direction. Obviously, 11-0 on the season right now. We hadn't had a chance to talk with you since November 18th, since the victory over North Carolina Central. How special was that? How special was that victory for you and the Aggies?
Well, every victory is special, and they all are big. But, you know, we need to beat those guys, because we hadn't beaten them in the last couple of years. And to get a win was, I thought was big for not just these guys, but for our program, in the sense that, you know, you 11-0, you know. And for us, Donald, everything don't revolve around NC Central with us, even though with them, I think beating us is probably more important than most things that they do. But beating us, we have bigger and better goals than that. They're just another team for us. And, you know, and it's a big rivalry. Don't get me wrong, it's a huge rivalry. But we don't go into our season saying we got to beat Central. We're going into our season saying we need to win the first game. And then we'll work our way down from there. So this thing is bigger than North Carolina Central, what we're trying to do and the direction we're trying to go with that program.
I'm sorry, but I got to ask this, and I'm not going to belabor the point because I want to move forward, but I just want to get your thoughts on you know, overall with the chippiness, shall we say, with respect to that football game?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things that I didn't approve of, Donald. You know, and we had our moments too, don't get me wrong. But one of the things that we try to teach our guys, we try to teach them how to win, but we also try to teach them how to handle winning. And you just can't show your and expect to be champions, and, you know, you can't be champions on the field and thugs and off the field. There's a lot of stuff that I don't approve of as an old coach that I wouldn't allow my team to do. You know, number one is wearing championship rings to the pregame toss and flung them in somebody's face. Hell, we got just as many rings as they do. And for them, allow those guys to do that. And then guys running on the field. I mean, you know, a lot of that stuff to me, man, that's – I'm old school, Donald, so yep. That's just one guy's opinion, and I would never allow my guys to do some of the things that were done in that game.
Yeah, can you – again, I said I'm not going to belabor, but one moment comes to mind. I'm not going to name the young man, but his position coach – he came off – something happened. He did something. He got a personal foul. His position coach reprimanded him, and then Coach Broadway reprimanded him as well. That sort of speaks to your old schoolness, no?
No, I don't ever say anything to anybody else's players.
No, it was one of your players.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to allow that, you know, we're within our football team. We're going to try to fix those issues right away. And I think for the most part, our guys understand what they can and cannot do. And, you know, we're going to carry ourselves like champions in everything that we do.
All right, let's move on. Lamar Raynard, Player of the Year, MEAC Offensive Player of the Year. What a magnificent season this young man is having. Only 5 interceptions on the season, 25 touchdowns. He's thrown for in excess of 2,500 yards. He's completing right around 65% of his passes. Your thoughts on his play so far?
Well, you know, I think he's a special player, and he's really grown. But, you know, I think you got to really give a hats off to his position coach. That's Chris Barnett. He's done a marvelous job with this guy. And guys that's been around here can see the growth that he's had as a player. And, you know, he's only gotten better. You know, I would love to have him at the end of last year in the Central game and the playoff game, Donald, just to see where we are. We probably could have won at least one of those games, if not both of them, if we'd had him. Because prior to him getting hurt, I think he was completing 72-74% of his passes. So, and he's only taken off from that point and had a marvelous season for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many guys we could talk about, but I want to get your thoughts on Grambling, and more specifically, a guy like a Devontae Kincaid. Can you talk about him and what you've seen from him on film?
He's a special talent. He's the one that make them go, and he's you know, you got to count for this kid. You got to allow the number of big plays that he makes during the course of the game. You know, he can beat you running and he can beat you throwing. So we've got to be aware of him at all times, and we got to play our butts off to keep him, try to contain him.
Is he the best quarterback you would have seen, potentially you would have seen all season?
I don't know. You know, I think anytime you start comparing, Donald, you end up losing. You know, the comparison battle. You know, there's some good quarterbacks. And, you know, to me, the guy at Bethune-Cookman, he's been unbelievable against us the last couple of years. You know, he was dropping dimes on us down there and came back and had another big game against us this year. But as I watched tape, he wasn't that effective against some other people they played. But against us, man, he's unbelievable. And there's a number of quarterbacks in our league that's unbelievable. But this guy is pretty special himself, and that's why Grambling is 11-1, because they have a special player at quarterback.
Yeah. A couple of more thoughts, just lastly, what are some of the other concerns you have? We talked about Kincaid. Some of the other concerns you have about Grambling?
Well, of course, you got to mention the running back, and he's an excellent player. You know, I think the offensive line does a good job. You know, defensively, they create a lot of pressure, create a lot of sacks. Make some plays defensively. So they're a good football team. I mean, you don't get 11-1 without being an outstanding football team, and Grambling has an outstanding football team.